A study released by the National Research Council on Friday says the need for the $1.14 billion National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan hasn't diminished since the project was first conceived. But the council says Homeland Security has options. It could continue with the current plan, reduce the size and scope of the project, and distribute its work among research centers around the country. Homeland Security asked the council to review the risks of studying animal diseases at the lab, the capabilities needed to address those threats, and analyze three options. One option included keeping the current research at Plum Island, New York. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.